Imagine standing on stage, your body trembling with emotion, yet your voice emerging thin and strained. This disconnect between inner feeling and outer expression is the problem Kristen Linklater's revolutionary approach addresses. When she arrived in America in 1963, she bridged a critical gap in actor training, connecting technical skill with emotional freedom. Her method transformed not just theater, but anywhere authentic human expression matters. Why? Because your natural voice isn't just an instrument. It's a direct channel to your inner life, capable of expressing your full emotional range across a remarkable 2 to 4 octave pitch range. Yet most of us operate with voices diminished by tension, using vocal masks that hide our true selves. The journey to vocal freedom isn't about adding skills. It's about removing blocks that prevent your authentic voice from emerging. Your voice functions through a physiological sequence. Brain impulses trigger breathing, breath activates vocal folds, and resonance shapes sound into words. Ideally, emotions would directly influence this process. Relaxed contentment producing gentle sounds, excitement generating higher frequencies. But most of us have lost this reflexive connection. As children, we learned to bypass our emotional center when expressing needs. Parental correction taught us to find breath in our upper lungs and speak in nice tones instead of authentic expressions. These adaptations created habitual patterns, disconnecting emotion from breath. Without free breath as its energy source, your voice compensates through tension, creating a false voice that masks your true self, whether aggressive, wispy, haughty, or artificially confident. The journey begins with understanding that relaxation isn't collapse, but purposeful release. As theater director Jerzy Grotowski distinguished, there's a difference between relaxing for relaxation's sake and relaxing to accomplish something. Your goal is removing unnecessary tensions so muscles can respond freely to impulse. Start with spine awareness through gentle movements. Notice breathing changes in different positions without judgment. When resistance appears, follow Linklater's advice. Celebrate, don't flagellate. Even adjust your language. Instead of commanding yourself to breathe in, invite the breath with allow the breath in. This reprograms your relationship with breathing, moving from control toward organic connection. Your jaw, tongue, and soft palate function as emotional gatekeepers, protecting you socially while hindering theatrical expression. Begin jaw work with awareness and massage, then passive movement to prove it can fully relax. Try shaking your jaw while making sounds to discover it's not essential for basic vocalization. When released, emotional impulses flow freely instead of being blocked by tension. The tongue needs isolation, stretching, and reprogramming through exercises like alternating he and ha sounds while keeping your jaw open. Visualize your tongue's roots extending to your hip socket, connecting this small muscle to your body's core. Train your soft palate directly to restore its natural responses. Learn to locate and lift it into a yawn stretch, creating a wider vibration channel. Connect this technical work with imagination. Visualizing scenarios that naturally lift the soft palate shows how desire automatically creates optimal conditions for effective sound. This demonstrates good acting's foundation, creating circumstances that lead to spontaneous experiences where communication is the byproduct of desire and freedom. Visualize your body as a series of resonating cavities from chest to skull, including your chest, mouth, teeth, sinuses, nose, and skull, each adding unique qualities to your voice. By isolating these areas, you increase vibrations and strengthen vocal fold muscles. Imagine your throat as a chimney widening into your chest, with a fire glowing on your pelvic floor. Let this warmth release on a deep ha up through the chest chimney. As you change head position, Allow the warmth to travel through different resonating areas. Try this exercise. With your head back, spray imaginary purple paint from your breathing center onto the ceiling. With head up, project royal blue on the opposite wall. With head forward, direct a thin line of bright yellow on the floor. Keep energy flowing from your center. Developing greater breathing capacity requires strength without sacrificing sensitivity. Your breathing musculature has three key components: the diaphragm, primary breathing muscle and emotional center, inner abdominal muscles, connecting to the sacrum for primal energy, and intercostal muscles, providing capacity and responsiveness. The vacuuming the lungs exercise builds strength through natural reflexes rather than forced control. Empty your lungs completely on F, then pinch your nose and close your mouth while attempting to inhale, creating a vacuum. When you release your nose, keeping mouth closed, air rushes in through narrow nasal passages, strengthening respiratory muscles. This imaginative barbell builds muscles responsive to thought and feeling, not just command. To integrate emotional variety, imagine receiving an anonymous note directing you to an empty house, where you wait as dust gathers. Use anticipatory breathing as footsteps approach, culminating in a release when your favorite friend appears. This deconditions the neuromuscular process that produces tension in response to intensity, teaching mental intensity without physical tension. Language began primitively, with primal sounds gradually articulated into more detailed communication. Words weren't born divorced from the mouth's familiar activities, chewing, kissing, sucking, snarling, and originally maintained direct neurological connections to sensory and emotional centers. This visceral connection has been short-circuited by our increasing dependence on print and technology, shifting communication from ear to eye. To restore words to your body, reconnect with their sensory nature before their informational purpose. Explore how different vowel and consonant sounds affect your feelings and body sensations. Given time, each word asserts its independent character, creating abstract shapes in your mind's eye that add nuanced, vivid color to inflection. When approaching texts, avoid mere memorization, which creates mechanical delivery. Instead, learn by heart. Absorb words into your inner landscape, breathing them in until thoughts become feelings that rearrange your cellular makeup. Practice lying on your back, reading a few words, then letting them sink into your body before speaking them aloud on free breath. Your voice is more than a technical instrument. It's your primary means of revealing your humanity. When freed from habitual tensions and connected to your emotional center, it becomes a transparent channel for your authentic self. This isn't just about better performance. It's about fuller living. Consider how often you've censored your true feelings behind a professional tone, a polite response, or a controlled presentation. What might happen if you allowed your voice to reveal rather than conceal your inner life? How might your relationships, your work, and your self-expression transform? The journey to vocal freedom is ultimately a journey to personal freedom, removing the blocks between who you are and how you express yourself to the world. Begin today by simply noticing the tension in your jaw as you speak, the shallow breath when you're stressed, or the artificial tone you adopt in certain situations. Awareness is the first step toward liberation. Your natural voice, powerful, expressive, and uniquely yours, is waiting to be freed.